Finding Your Way, Meditations, Thoughts and Wisdom for Living an Authentic Life. The journey begins. Life is a journey, and we're all trying to find our way. As I've traveled my own path teaching meditation and mindfulness for over 4 decades, I've come to realize that there isn't just one right way to live. Each of us must discover our own authentic path. This book is a collection of insights, reflections, and practical advice I've gathered along the way, offered as a companion for your own journey. In my early days of meditation practice, I was searching for answers, for a clear roadmap to happiness and peace. What I've discovered is that the journey itself is the destination. Each moment offers an opportunity for growth, learning, and connection. The practices and reflections in this book are not meant to be a rigid set of rules, but rather gentle invitations to explore your inner landscape and find what resonates with you. Cultivating mindfulness in daily life. One of the core practices I've found invaluable is mindfulness, the art of paying attention to the present moment with openness and curiosity. It's a simple concept, but one that can profoundly transform our experience of life. Let me share a story that illustrates this. A few years ago, I was rushing through an airport, stressed about making my flight. As I hurried along, I suddenly remembered to pause and take a breath. In that moment, I noticed the feel of my feet on the ground, the weight of my bag on my shoulder, the sounds of the bustling terminal around me. This simple act of becoming present shifted my entire experience. The stress didn't disappear, but I was able to hold it differently, with more spaciousness and ease. This is the power of mindfulness. It's not about eliminating challenges or achieving a state of constant bliss. Rather, it's about developing the capacity to be with whatever arises, with greater balance and clarity. In your own life, try bringing mindful awareness to simple daily activities: brushing your teeth, walking to your car, or waiting in line at the grocery store. You might be surprised at how these small moments of presence can ripple out to affect your entire day. The practice of loving kindness. Another cornerstone of my teaching is the practice of loving kindness, or metta, in the Buddhist tradition. This is a heartfelt wish for the well-being of ourselves and others. It's a practice that can soften our hearts and open us to a deeper sense of connection with all beings. I remember when I first encountered this practice. I was skeptical. It seemed too simple, almost naive. But as I continued to work with it, I began to notice subtle shifts in how I related to myself and others. The harsh inner critic that had been my constant companion began to soften. I found myself more patient in difficult situations, more able to see the humanity in those I disagreed with. Here's a simple way to practice loving kindness in your daily life. As you go about your day, silently offer good wishes to the people you encounter. It could be something as simple as, "May you be happy," or "May you be at peace." You can start with people you like, then gradually extend it to neutral people, and eventually even to those you find challenging. This practice isn't about forcing positive feelings, but about cultivating an attitude of openness and goodwill. Navigating challenges with compassion. Life inevitably brings challenges, and how we meet these difficulties can make all the difference. One of the most powerful tools I've found is self-compassion. So often we add to our suffering by being harsh with ourselves when things get tough. But what if we could meet our struggles with the same kindness we'd offer a dear friend? I recall a time when I was struggling with a writing project. The deadline was looming and I felt stuck and inadequate. My habitual response would have been self-criticism, but instead I paused and asked myself, "What do I need right now?" The answer that arose was simple. I needed a break, a walk in nature to clear my head. By listening to this inner wisdom and responding with kindness, I was able to return to my work with renewed energy and clarity. When you're facing a challenge, try this. Place a hand on your heart and acknowledge your struggle. Say to yourself, this is a moment of suffering, or this is hard. Then offer yourself words of comfort and support, just as you would to a friend. This simple act of self-compassion can help you navigate difficulties with more resilience and grace. Embracing imperfection and cultivating joy. One of the most liberating realizations on this journey has been embracing imperfection. We live in a culture that often glorifies perfection, but the truth is, our imperfections are what make us human. They're opportunities for growth, connection, and even joy. I've learned to find humor in my mistakes and to see setbacks as part of the learning process. This doesn't mean we don't strive to do our best, but rather that we hold our efforts lightly with a sense of curiosity and openness. Along with embracing imperfection, cultivating joy is essential for a fulfilling life. Joy isn't dependent on external circumstances being perfect. It's a quality we can nurture through simple practices of gratitude and appreciation. Each day, try to notice three things you're grateful for, no matter how small. This simple practice can shift your perspective and open your heart to the joy that's always available, even in challenging times. The ongoing journey. As we come to the end of this exploration, remember that finding your way is an ongoing process. There's no final destination where everything falls into place perfectly. Instead, it's about developing the skills and attitudes that allow us to navigate life's ups and downs with more grace, wisdom, and compassion. The practices and reflections in this book are tools for your journey. Experiment with them, see what resonates, and make them your own. Trust your own experience and inner wisdom, and above all, be kind to yourself along the way. We're all learning and growing together on this beautiful, challenging journey of life. May you find your way with courage, compassion, and joy. And may you always remember that you are exactly where you need to be, taking the next step on your unique path.